We're here with Hartford Mayor Arunan Orlampalam. I mean, what's tougher, running a city or running helping run the household with your wife? I mean, it's your mornings must be nuts.
It is nuts. Luckily, both places I've got good partners. I've got a good team at the city, and I've got an amazing wife who works too. Yeah, she's a minister at Center Church downtown, so we're always trying to split the morning schedule. We've got five. We had them for a while, the four older ones all in one school. Our oldest went to middle school this year, so now we've got two drop-offs. But as they cycle through, we're going to try to keep them as much as we can in 2 to 3 schools.
Is everybody out of diapers? Everyone's out of diapers.
Everyone's out of diapers. Right. Actually, little guy is 3 years old. He just started school this year.
Wow.
So he's going into pre-K 3.
Are you able to, because the biggest thing, and I want to get into the city, but it's so good to catch up with you. And I love the, you know, listen, being the mayor of a city is a big job. But you're human. You got a real life. It's not like you have, you know, Lamont money. You can hire 5 nannies or whatever. So, I mean, I have 3 kids within 39 months. And when they were little, I found it difficult to enjoy a lot of it.
Yeah.
I mean, because sometimes you just want them to get to bed so you can breathe.
Yeah.
Are you able to get the joy you want out of it? Is it so hard? You're so busy that it's tough.
I think it's really tough. It's really tough on the kids. They notice it. I as much as I can, I try to carve out like 4:30 to 6:30 with the kids. So I leave early from City Hall. I've always have stuff going on in the night, whether it's an event, whether it's work. So I just carve out that little time to be home.
To get dinner, a little bit of bath time.
Bed, yeah. We try to get them in their bedrooms by 7 o'clock. And then, you know, I'm either back in the room, back on the road or on my laptop doing work.
Well, I just say that a family of 7, the chaos of it, I guarantee you your kids will be close. I mean, there's something about all my friends who grew up in big households. There was something about the chaos of it that made them close.
Yeah, they constantly fight. There's constant wars, but there's a lot of love in that household.
All right, let's talk shop here. I saw the stuff. I love Rona Free, by the way. I think she's phenomenal.
And we got USJ students downtown.
I know. Well, that's what I want to talk about. So you started this discount program, and you do, let's face it, you do have a lot of colleges in the surrounding area.
Yeah.
And you know, you have St. Joe's, you have Trinity, University of Hartford, and you have a presence with UConn. And, you know, I keep thinking about, like, what could – Hartford's not going to be Boston or New York, right? It's just not. And I mean, you look at some of the things that Worcester's done, and they've sort of found a way to really get some momentum. And we have this great, you know, Hartford Yard Goats thing and the Wolfpack do fine. But, like, what's going to make Hartford get to the point where you really think the growth is what you want? And I think of, like – and I wish you that somehow the state or the city could have bought, like, the RPI campus or whatever. I think it's great you're getting students downtown, but, like, that's 200. Like, is there a way we could get 2,000 and, like, build a campus where they actually have classes there, too, and create a community? Whereas it's, like, as opposed to something that's where, like, oh, they got to carve out their own life within a broader community. Like, is that ever possible that you could do a grand bargain like that, whether it's with UConn or whomever?
A single campus?
Yeah, just build a small campus and have a... Because, like, the thing is, when you build apartment buildings, they're apartment buildings, and it's not a community. Whereas, like, it's not like row houses in a neighborhood. You're not building neighborhoods with, and a campus is like a built-in neighborhood.
I think there are different ways in which you do colleges, right? And I think one of the things people like about Cambridge, one of the things people like about the area around NYU, is that those colleges are, in many ways, a part of the fabric of the city. We've got 30,000 college students undergrad and graduate in the greater Hartford area.
They still got to Uber or drive in, though. I mean, that's a factor.
You got UConn students downtown. You got St. Joe's students with a footprint downtown, and I think we're going to start to grow that over time. We're working with UHard and Trinity to try to find ways to ingrain them better in the community. But what we want to say is, look, this is your city. We're working on solutions around trying to make it easier to park, getting student discounts, free shows for kids. We want them to really own the city of Hartford and make it feel like a college town. And it's great for our corporate community as they build relationships with the colleges. It's great for our students. And we want them to build lives here. Look, you're right. We're not New York. We're not Boston. A lot of people, especially folks my age in their 30s, are looking to get out of New York and Boston. We've found 46% of our folks coming into our downtown, getting new apartments, are coming from either New York or Boston because we're half the cost of living of Boston, a third the cost of living in New York. So much work now is remote. that if you can live a much better life in the city of Hartford and work at a company in New York or Boston, I think a lot of people would actually find that pretty cool. And you could build a family here. You can have a home here.
Yeah, the affordability has changed over the last post-pandemic. It's more expensive in Connecticut, but it's still relatively inexpensive when you compare it to those two cities.
Yeah.
Are you worried? Like I love Pratt Street, and then you're going to do a watch party for the Yard Goats playoff and stuff like that. And I do. I think it's great. And are you worried that can those businesses hang on long enough for all the residential stuff to come online to support it better?
Yeah, those businesses are growing. I mean, we've been cutting new ribbons and
but are they doing well?
Businesses have been saying it's actually adding to the area. As we build growth, more people are thinking about Hartford as the place they want to go. And it's not, you know, we're doing those parties on Pratt, the salsa on Pratt, the watch parties. Those are going great. As we build out Excel, we're going to get, you know, 30 extra concerts in there.
Well, I want to talk about that too.
Yeah, we could talk about that.
But it's work. My point is, they're already, if you didn't grow anymore, Pratt Street could sustain itself. Those businesses would do okay. I feel like we need the couple thousand more units to come on to have people like, hey, let's go get a bite to eat. Let's go to Urban Lodge.
And the other piece of it is we've got our foot on the gas and we're continuing to build. We're continuing to grow. You see shovels in the ground. If you've been to a Yard Goats game right across the street there, you're going to see more activity in Bushnell South in the coming years. You know, we're going to continue to grow the footprint of our downtown. We're going to build a more seamless city in which downtown bleeds into our neighborhoods. And we have one larger city where you can live in a neighborhood and still get downtown.
So everything's sunshine and daisies. You got no problems.
We've got huge challenges. But I'm very optimistic about the possibility in the city of Hartford. It's an amazing city, and I think we continue to see growth. We continue to see new vibrancy. We have more folks out in our city than we've had since COVID, certainly. But you know that growth pattern hasn't been slowing down. Every time we put new apartments online, they're full, almost 100% full, often with a waiting list before they cut the ribbon.
I just worry about, like, and again, this is me projecting my own value system, so you don't even have to react. But like, neighborhood. I want neighborhoods. Apartment buildings aren't neighborhoods, but it's not profitable to build neighborhoods because you can build one building and have, 300 units and whatever. But
well,
to me,
I think it's a different economic model. And, you know, I live in a neighborhood. I've made neighborhoods a part of my platform. We're working on creating a program similar to Heartlift that helped us build all those small businesses downtown specifically for the neighborhood. So rebuilding those commercial corridors on Park Street and Upper Albany and Main Street and in the South End, I think that there's a lot of potential there too. And if we can create opportunities for small businesses to grow in areas where we know historically in the city of Hartford, those neighborhoods had small businesses. They had coffee shops and bakeries and restaurants. We'd love to see those neighborhoods come back.
So I want to talk about the recreational sports. I want to talk about how things are going on in terms of public safety. We're here with Hartford Mayor Arunan Orlampalam here on Bryan & Company, even though he says you can say Mayor Arunan. I've worked hard. I was in the shower this morning saying Orlampalam. I was literally practicing it. I thought it was a really important point about you can invest in downtown Hartford, but you also have to invest in the neighborhoods. Because, first of all, the neighborhoods are your voters, and the neighborhoods need help. The recreation, I'm a big believer in athletics. You don't have to be a varsity athlete or a real to have it be something good. And I think it makes people feel good. It brings families together, a whole bunch of stuff. And you're relaunching something that was in the city before and now is coming back. Can you explain what you're doing with recreational stuff?
So we created a sports and recreation department,
which didn't exist.
Dedicated department didn't exist before. It existed as part of another department, recreation. But, this is one of those things when we talk about, being a normal person, having your own family and trying to struggle through the joys of, parenthood, you see some of the challenges that families face. And I saw, it was just really hard to find sports for my kids to play in the city of Hartford. And I played soccer, as I said. I wasn't good enough to play in college by any means. But it builds teamwork. You learn how to work together. You learn discipline. There's so many soft skills that you were alluding to you get from sports. And so we created this department. Our goal was to launch these night gyms starting in the summer to keep six areas open, four schools, two rec centers every single night of the week. So kids had a safe space to go. And it worked really well. In the first week, we had over 1,000 kids signed up. They stayed engaged through the summer. UConn had some basketball players come by and talk to the kids.
And the kids showed up.
Kids were showing up in droves, and they were taking advantage of it. And it was, you know, there's sports. We did some arts and craft stuff with them. There's a range of things. And then we got some of our violence prevention folks in the room, and it wasn't in a contentious way. They were playing volleyball with the kids. They were hanging out, but building relationships, giving kids an opportunity to make good choices every single night of the week, and get active and get engaged and build those relationships.
Will that continue in the, cause that stuff, like, how does that intersect and complement like the Y and the Boys and Girls Clubs? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, it's just another option. An ecosystem. And the idea of creating this department was that we weren't going to replicate all of those services ourselves. To do these night gyms, we leaned on a bunch of nonprofits that are already doing rec services, but they had to pay for the gyms. They had to coordinate all the activities. And so we are leaning on all the volunteers we have in our city, all the people who care about our city, all these people who are doing this work anyways. And then adding supplementing programs where we have gaps.
Does Hartford actually do, like, I think is a Colt Park where there's playing fields? I'm trying to think of where there are good playing fields. Like, is there rec soccer or rec flag football in Hartford, or there isn't?
Yeah. In fact, if you go to my rec on the city's website, you can find out in any season what's going on. But we've got a whole lot of activities coming down the pike.
We're talking with Mayor Arunan Orlamplam here on Brian & Company, the mayor of Hartford. You talked about violence prevention. Listen, it's a city, you know, and I've been doing the news for a long enough time. When things heat up, mm-hmm. crime heats up and shootings heat up. I don't know what the stats are, but how are things going? There was a stabbing just the other night. I mean, what's happening in the city?
Yeah, I mean, it actually has been relatively, and we haven't been saying this out loud yet because we're waiting to get past the summer, but it's been a really good year in terms of stats so far. But we've taken some proactive measures. Our crime team, our crime prevention team and suppression team had worked early on to try to identify those who were early offenders and some of the drug rings, some of the gangs, and get out ahead of that before the summer hit. We have our Office of Violence Prevention, which has been coordinating a lot of our non-violence, violence prevention activities around the city. And that's a new office as well. The first one of its kind, fully operational in the state. And, that's, I think, had a huge impact. I think the night gyms had an impact. And all these things are working together. And then we also started Beat Cops for the first time.
I love that. I'm afraid of cops, and I'm 52. So if you're around them more, you could develop at least more of a comfort in their presence. And obviously then they're getting to know the kids in the area, and they actually, I mean, it's funny with technology. I think it's actually a really big deal. I mean, how are the officers? Are they? Because it feels more dangerous probably, but I mean.
Well, I'll tell you, the officers love it. And I got to walk the beat with them on Park Street and Albany Ave. People are leaning out of windows and cheering them on. People are honking their horns. They are so excited to see that presence on their street. They're building relationships. Every single business I went into. And, you know, I walked Albany about a week into these officers, maybe even less than that, maybe a few days into these officers being on the ground. Every single business owner knew their names, knew what they were doing, said it was great to see them. They were able to identify problems early on. They were able to coordinate with residents, with business owners in the area. I think, you know, it's one of the things that in each of those neighborhoods, everyone has been calling me, texting me, saying it's made a huge difference.
You want things to go well, and you're a very articulate in the things that are important and that are going well. What's challenging? What's frustrating you? What's difficult for you right now?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a point of frustration yet, but there's a lot of challenges. You know, we're still working through some of the impacts of COVID and that.
Give me some specifics.
You know, in our office space downtown, I think, is the biggest issue we have right now.
That's not coming back, Mayor.
We've got there's a new way of doing it of work, and we've got to get used to this new normal. But it's an issue that's specific to Hartford because we've got more commercial office space than New Haven, Bridgeport, and Waterbury combined. And so we've got to figure out a solution. I will say, you know, the state has been great in working with us, and we're working collaboratively to come up with a plan. To what we're likely to do is try to find. The problem is those big buildings like City Place, you just can't convert them into apartments. They're too deep. You can't get the kind of footprint you need. You wouldn't get windows in
some. Well, without her, you get the supports of the building, you can't just get rid of them to open space up.
That's
and all this
so,
other thing.
So, you know, our goal is to identify the smaller Class B and C buildings that we can really convert into residential, push some of those offices into the bigger buildings. work to recruit more office space. I mean, we have cut some ribbons on office space just in the last few weeks in our downtown area. So there are new offices coming into our downtown as well. But try to fill up those bigger buildings and keep them sustainable, keep them on the grand list, and then convert what
we can.
It's
too much empty space. Yeah. There's too much empty space. I mean, it's a national, it's probably a global trend. I mean, it's just, even if you have hybrid of 3 and 2, you're still not going to have, I mean, you're not going to reach capacity.
And we also got to think creatively about how we can fill up some of that empty space. Some of it is going to be office space, but, you know, it'd be great to have a golf simulator in one of those spaces. It'd be great to have a fitness center, an Orange Theory or something in one of those spaces.
Yeah.
You know, we're thinking creatively about how we can fill up what used to be office space to keep those buildings going.
Really quick with Mayor Arunan Orlampalam and Hartford XL Center. I've said, you know, I'm frustrated. We're not a major league city. And, you know, I say to, you know, whether it's Freemuth and they're like, we know the building is a dying building, but if we want to extend it, this is what the $150 million will get us. And if we can get 30 more acts a year, as you referenced, then it's a win. And then I have other people say it's just good money after bad. But you're not going to get a billion. No one's going to put in $1 billion to build a new building because there's not enough to get out of it to make it worthwhile because we live in a capitalist society. Are you comfortable putting $150 million in this place?
Yeah, I mean, I want to, you know, push back a little bit on the impact that makes. You know, I think everybody would love to get a major league team into City of Hartford, right? And I don't know how the NHL works, but if we got a major league hockey team back, it's not going to happen. We get 42 games a year,
right?
Or 41 games a year. 30 extra concerts has really close to the same economic impact.
How do you know you're going to get that? I mean, Bridgeport is a beast now. The casinos are a beast. So, I mean, and I heard in the new plan they're not even changing the ramp structure for the trucks. They had to pull that out.
You know, OVP, who's the manager there, they've got skin in the game. They're investing in this project as well because they've worked nationally. They feel pretty confident that we are going to get some big acts in there. Look, there are a lot of acts that have wanted to come to XL that we've had to turn away, or that they've
because of the equipment.
The level of ticketing that they just are the boxes they just doesn't fit their needs. And so Hartford, it really, you know, there's a little bit of a dead zone between Bridgeport and Springfield and Mohegan right now that concerts want to come to. And so we feel really good about getting those concerts in and the economic impact that creates when somebody comes in for a concert. Oh. They usually get dinner. They usually go out for drinks afterwards. Oftentimes they stay over in our hotels and maybe get breakfast the next morning. I mean, I think there's an argument to be made that it maybe is equal to or more than the economic impact of a major league team in the city.
Well, I'd like to have that conversation. I think there are other intangibles involved in that, but I went through town when Nicki Minaj was in town. When you get the right act, it's a big deal.
I was in town when Lizzo got canceled, and just off of the people who didn't get the cancellation,
it was a big night.
The city was booming.
Yeah. It's good to see you. I'm glad you're well. I'm glad you're still standing and able to move around. I'd like to be able to extend it some more, but we'll try again maybe after the Thanksgiving holiday.
We'll definitely try to come back again. Thank you, Brian.
Mayor Arunan Orlampalam from the City of Hartford.